Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Is a driving event for prevention awareness all across Canada and spreading in the airwaves around the world. This is Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse here, and I am happy, happy, happy to be with you. Our show is all about bringing the best show in town, is bringing the best of cutting-edge information to you. Come and spend the day with us April 17th. From 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. General admission is $5, and vendors are going to be present. There's going to be breakout sessions. There's going to be music, drumming, fashion shows, you name it, and a draw to win a Fiat for a weekend, a Fiat convertible. Where would you go if you had a chance to drive a Fiat all weekend long? The possibilities are endless, and so is the Brush Show in Town's possibilities of prevention awareness is so limitless. No longer do we have to do the one-size-fits-all main burn, cut, poison, whatever it is. We don't have to go that route. We don't have to if we don't want to. If it feels not right, then don't do it. One of the things that's so, so very important is the fact that we have the right to choose. And Prim Canada is a driving force in letting you know that you have the right to know, not only know, but choose wisely and know what your options are. No longer is it that you take this cut and dried healthcare system and let them tell you how you're going to live your life or how long you're going to live your life or what quality you're going to have to your life. It is so very, very important to know that this God-given life is ours to choose how we live in peace and health and happiness and all the wonderful things. Just get happy. Get happy and get your happy shoes on and dance away with us, because it's so important for you to know that there are options in this world, and we really have come forward. Pat Kennedy has been the driving force behind the Brush Show in Town for 11 years. This is going to be the 11th episode, April 17th at the Best Western Lamplighter in London, Ontario. You can get your $5 admission tickets at the Brush Show at www.brushshowintown.ca, and come early and get into the action, because we are going to have six fabulous keynote speakers who are going to be there for you. They are phenomenal. They have been, their information is just not, you know, oh, well, this is, you know, them saying this. No, this is science-based stuff that we're going to be bringing your way. And one of our keynote speakers is actually here with us today. This episode is an introduction to holistic dentistry, and Dr. Ali Farahani, one of our fabulous keynote speakers. come and hear why we love to have him as a repeat speaker at our keynote events. His passion is to rejuvenate the mouth and overall health of his adult patients who are looking to reverse the potentially toxic effects of past dentistry, restore their confidence in their smile and chewing by replacing missing teeth, missing bone, missing gums, and rehabilitate their mouth with the best available technology and techniques in the world today. For more information on Dr. Ali Farahani and his practice and his services, you can check out his website at www.ali, and that's ALIFARANANIDDS.ca. And speaking of which, here is the man. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ali Farahani.
Good afternoon, Brenda. Nice to chat with you.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's really exciting to have these opportunities to do these pre-show events and really spread the word about the magic of what holistic dentistry can do for people in terms of choosing how they want to live their dental life. It's like the medical system goes up to the mouth and above the mouth, but that whole place in the middle there, that mouth section, is where
Yes. There
is so much magic that can happen. It can be good or it can be bad, and everybody has their horror stories. We want to share with them some helpful tips that you can bring forth. Tell us a little bit more about holistic dentistry, please.
First of all, how is my volume? Can you hear me okay?
Perfect. Perfect.
Good? Okay. Awesome. Holistic dentistry really is just about bringing your overall wellness philosophy that many people have, many people who are listening to the show, meaning, you know, people eat well, they try to exercise, they try to stay away from, you know, toxic foods and toxic other exposures. They try to be calm and peaceful and all of these wonderful things that people do in their life to be healthy. Holistic dentistry is, of course, the dental extension of that intention. And so it's still dentistry, but the whole thing is, the whole approach that we take is, you know, how can we correct what needs to be corrected in the most, you know, in a way that's healing, in a way that is going to be regenerative and not, you know, further destructive. And it's going to be using materials and techniques that are more in line with our, you know, healthy wellness philosophy. So holistic dentistry is an extension, is the dental extension of the wellness health goal that many of us have.
That's wonderful, and it's very beautiful. And lots of times we go to our regular dentist and we go through the proceedings and the procedures and everything else. And then there's this coming together of the holistic piece of it, which is not to knock traditional dentistry by any means, because, you know, they fill a great, great, great service. But sometimes when our health starts to change, we oftentimes forget that our mouth might be the cause.
Right. What happens is, in anything in life, you can talk about dentistry, you can talk about medicine, you can talk about your massage therapist. When you're working with somebody who you're relying on for some form of health care, some form of education, or both, you know, there are going to be people that you are aligned with, and there'll be people that you're not aligned with. And it's not right or wrong. There is a right dentist out there for everybody. And somebody who, and there are many people who I would not be the right dentist for. People who would come to me and say, geez, you know, it doesn't really matter, doc, what you do in my mouth or what you put in there, as long as it's, you know, there'd be a type of person who almost wouldn't care what I did dentally, and as long as it didn't hurt them, and as long as it wasn't, you know, too worrisome in their life, et cetera, they'd be like, oh, that's fine, whatever. Whatever my insurance pays for, you can do. It doesn't matter to me what you do in there. Well, that's not the right person to come to our office. The person, the patients who come to our office are people who truly do value, you know, having wellness choices, having a dialogue, understanding what we're doing, why we're doing it, and then why we feel so confident or so comfortable in using these materials, for instance, ceramic or, you know, metal-free dental implants, as a, you know, just one example, or porcelain fillings, or, you know, why do we feel so comfortable offering these options, and why we believe in them, and why we feel they're regenerative and helpful. And so there is a right fit out there, whether it's your dentist, whether it's a massage therapist, and when you do find that right fit, it's a pretty magical thing. And everybody just, there's a great synergy that's created. Everybody, most of our patients, I can, you know, pretty well say all of our patients, you know, when they come here, they tell me repeatedly that, you know, they almost look forward to coming here. And it's not because we're under some misillusions that we're going to give them a hair, you know, a spa treat, a hair spa, but it's different. The way that we do the procedures that we do, I'm not going to say they're better than another dental office or worse or anything, but they are different. And the people that the experience that people have is, from what I hear, they tell me it's very, very different and more regenerative and less, and not destructive, and just all the things that they were looking for, more informative. They feel like they're a part of the process and they've gotten to make real decisions and informed decisions. And so, you know, with our office, we do, it's all under one roof. We do just about everything that adults need, you know, in dentistry, all under one roof. For instance, if a person has a bunch of, you know, amalgam mercury fillings in their mouth, and they have, again, they've done a research, and they said, okay, this doesn't fit in my health philosophy for any reason. I may be getting ahead of myself or beating you to the punch or something of some of your questions, but there are generally two groups of people that come to see us. The first group is a group of people who have been or are currently facing some health challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's breast cancer or it's some other type of illness, either just in the past or currently, and in doing their research and doing their readings, they come across the dental health aspect, mm-hmm. and they have concerns. They have concerns about, you know, what is in my mouth, actually? And then if it's in my mouth, it's in my body. There's no such thing as, oh, well, it's just in my mouth. It's locked in. It's, you know, it's not getting into my body. If it's in your mouth, it's in your body. It's getting out into your body. The science on that has long ago been proven to be the case. And so people get concerned. So the first group are people who are, you know, who had been sick or currently are sick, and they're looking to make some changes. Second group of person is a group of patients are people who want to be, who aren't, who have not had a serious health challenge, but are in a very, you know, major preventive mode. They become educated, they research, and they just feel like, okay, what is in my mouth, the dental choices that I've had or have made in the past are no longer. You know, coincident. They no longer agree or in harmony with my current philosophy, my current understanding, and I'd like to make some choices and I'd like to make some changes. So then we sit down and have an intelligent discussion about what are their choices and what are the benefits and the risks and the maintenance and all aspects of their choice that they need to make. So
that's fabulous. That's really good. And do you find that holistic dentistry is a burgeoning or a growing field in dentistry, or do you think it's still a niche, a tiny little niche in the market?
It's a great question. I do think the need is growing. I just don't have a good sense of how much that need is growing. yet. Mm-hmm. You know, I really can't put a number on it, but I do know that we've never had a person go back. For instance, we never had a person come in, experience some aspect of holistic dentistry, and say, "Oh, geez, you know, that wasn't for me. I really preferred the other, you know, the other approach that I had over the last many years. I prefer that."
Well, that speaks volumes. That's huge volumes in terms of the fact that once you have a new patient, they're a patient for life, and the experience is such that it is so different. Because I remember being a child, and in those days, there weren't too many anesthetics being offered at the time. You went in and I remember just drilling away, and I remember going in and writing my will. My teddy bear is going to go to my brother. My desk goes to my Nana. And, you know, and that was the fear-ridden way that most of us grew up with dentistry. And as such, you know, it really has kind of set the die in terms of, you know, and to hear that there's a different way, there's a different experience that people can have, that they really are engaged. It's not just, you know, plunk you in a chair and let's do this kind of thing. Although, you know, that has evolved too. You know, I've actually heard of a dentist who does Reiki on their patients while they're in the dental chair. And Reiki breaks through the pain, fear, anxiety. And so as such, that in itself would be very, very holistic and that sort of thing. So. You know, it's changing. It's changing all the time. So I applaud you for stepping into your role as a holistic dentist.
Oh, it's, of course, I couldn't do it any other way. It grew, you know, very naturally. One of the questions I often get is, well, how did you get into this? How did this happen, this journey, you know, even happen for you? And it happened for me just as, you know, just kind of just the way that we begin the journey with our patients. Just before I get to that, let me touch on the anxiety topic. Over the years, I found that one of the best ways to, you know, to sort of dissipate and to help soften the anxiety with all our patients is from the education standpoint. When we do such a thorough, like when people come in for the first time, we try our best to do such a thorough consultation with them, such that like they leave here, you know, all their questions are answered, all their concerns, mainly, even more importantly than questions, theoretically, even just all of their concerns about, you know, what if things go wrong or what can go wrong, you know, those are very serious concerns, and we, you know, help. Set aside and comfort them and help them understand. So a big part of the anxiety, right, think of any situation, anxiety, so much of it comes from the unknown.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
true.
once we're able to clear out, you know, the vast majority of the unknown, then, you know, anxiety levels are very, very low, very, very manageable. And then the other huge step in anxiety is after, of course, we have many, many different technologies, which I don't have time to get into today, but we have many technologies, you know, painless freezing and clove oil for numbing the gums and all kinds of techniques and procedures and products and things that we use, very, very, you know, all very natural and very sort of, we still use regular freezing, but we use a lot of adjunctive things to make the whole experience just really, really pretty great.
That's great.
Also, after their first appointment and after they, you know, after the day after, the second day after, and they're like, geez, you know, I'm used to my mouth being, you know, fill in the blanks, right, whatever that is. And then they're like, geez, I'm used to my mouth being feeling like this, 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 and this, whatever those conditions are. And I didn't feel that. And they felt, my mouth felt, you know, normal or fine or what have you. Once they experienced that, followed by the education, followed by the diminishing of the fear of the unknown, then it's like, it's a very potent elixir. It's a very potent confidence building for them. So that's just, I wanted to over the years, this is what I've experienced, you know, through my patients in terms of dealing with the anxiety and those natural things.
Well, and this is it. This, if you can get them to relax, then you know, that is everything. That's 97% of it. I'm in my 50s, and I still clench up when I get into the dental chair. So to have a more relaxed and a more humane experience is really, really great. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly try, you know, we try our very, very best. We take it very, very seriously. I'm not here to say that, again, you know, I'm here to say that what we're doing is better, you know, than anybody else is doing. Every dentist is trying their very, very best with what we, you know, what they know and what they try, and we're no different. We're trying. We're trying very, very hard. I'm just sharing with you that I'm sharing with you experiences from, you know, not just one or two patients, but, you know, many, 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 the vast majority of our patients share these experiences with me over the years. And I attribute it to our overall approach, our protocols, all of those things.
That's great. Wow. That's truly wonderful business practice for sure. So, yes, carry on.
Just going to say about how I got started in this, and it's very much about the way we begin our journey with a patient, and that is I started to become informed about what was out there in the environment. I had no idea. I was very much one of those people in society who thought that if it was in the grocery store, it was food. if it was water, you know, if I'm drinking water, somebody out there has made sure that it's safe, that it's fine, I should drink it, it's okay. You know, I was under that mind frame, or, you know, that paradigm. So the corporation was the DVD, the documentary that really began to break down that whole paradigm for me. And of course, you know, I start to read labels and start to watch what I put into my body, what I'm eating, what I'm reading all of my labels. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I eating here? And then when I realized what I was eating, what I was putting into my body, then it was only natural that I started to ask, well, geez, what am I putting in my patients' bodies? And then I started to ask, what am I putting in my patients' body? And then I investigated all of those things. And then I realized, okay, these things that I'm putting into my patients' bodies, I wouldn't want those put in my body. And so, wait a minute, you know, now I've got some choices to make, right? I've got some choices to make. And then I thought, okay, so wouldn't it be great? You know, I used to love going into a health food store. I still do. But back in the day, I used to love going to a health food store versus a different type of store, or a regular grocery store, because when I walked in the health food store, I pretty much knew everything in there was going to be good for me. Everything in there was going to be in line with my values, my health values and my ethical values. So I didn't have to worry, right? Everything in there was good. So I could just go and buy and whatever, fine. I still read labels, but pretty much you get the point. Everything in there was within the range of what I really liked. I thought, well, wouldn't it be great? My wife and I, we opened the clinic up, coming up to 9 years this spring. 10 years will be next year. We have to do something special. But when we opened up this clinic, I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if people who think like I do, who are conscientious about what they put in their mouths and their bodies, wouldn't it be great if there was a dental office where, just like the health food store, everything you could choose in there was in line with your values, everything. The air that we breathe, the type of flooring that's used, the paint that's used, the disinfectants that are used, the procedures, your options for materials, like everything that that is done in there is in line with your beliefs and your health goals and so on and so forth. Wouldn't that be great? And I thought, okay, that's it. That's the vision. Let's do that. That's the goal. And so that's what we set out to do. And you know, thankfully, we've been extremely, extremely blessed. 9 years of this, and day after day, we just meet more and more wonderful people who are looking for this, just as I was looking for it. And we meet. We have a, you know, very honest, candid dialogue, and you know, beautiful relationships ensue, and we are able to help them.
congratulations. 9 years. My gosh, that's really, you know, and it's an evolution, isn't it? It's not
sure.
to blame where you came from, but it's where you're going
right.
to. And there every day there's more and more wonderful information coming on out as to
sure.
how to really live in harmony. And dental work is another element of that harmony that we're all seeking in this day and age.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so just wanted to ask you, you have been involved with the Brush Show in Town now a couple of years, and
right.
and you're speaking again this year, April 17th. We're so excited to have you back. And can you tell us a little bit about what the Brush Show means to you in terms of not only a venue for information, disseminating that information, but what else does it mean to you?
I'd love to. I'm so you know, I don't accept just, you know, time limitation. I don't accept a lot of invitations to go to talk at different events and so on. But I love coming to the Brush Show because I get, of course, everyone on this radio or most people know Pat Kennedy, and you know, many of them know you now, and I look forward to meeting you and to just, this is a special event. The Brush Show is a special event. There's an energy there that is rare amongst all the wellness, you know, fairs and events that occur. The Brush Show has a special energy. Last year when I was there as a booth, I felt it again. I went there and it's hard to explain. You can't really explain energy that, you know, it's not so tangible to explain. You just feel it. And so the Brush Show is very, very special. The people there, everybody's there for... Yeah, it's a purpose. It's a common purpose of, you know, ultimately you have to use one word. It has to be love, right? We're there because of love for, you know, love for each other, love for ourselves, love for our community, love for, you know, humanity, right? So we're there for a beautiful reason, and everybody has something to offer. There, I learn everything. I learn something every time I go there, meeting different people, different speakers, different vendors, and I mean that's it. I mean, I can't say more than that. Is that the feeling, the energy, and the love, and that's there is pretty special. I'm just delighted to be there. My team and I will be there again, and please come and talk to us at the booth. You don't have to be a patient, or you're more than welcome to be a patient. We're happy to meet people and answer questions. I was telling my team the other day, you know, of all the areas of health and so on, a lot of people, dentistry is very quirky. Mm. Almost everybody has a dental question or, you know, some kind of a quirky dental tale or concern or issue. So we're here to serve. We're here to help. Come talk to us. You know, bring your questions. We'll do our very best to answer them. And if it's a more complicated thing, then probably we'll need to see you. But you know, if it's something we can answer right there at the booth, we'd love to do that. And
that's
why I love to be at the show and to be at this event.
Wonderful.
That's what it means to me. It's very, very special.
We are so blessed here in our area in southwestern Ontario to have so many amazing people such as yourself, and you know, seeing a need and filling it. If it doesn't fit for somebody else or in your own paradigm, then create the paradigm. And as such, we can't wait for the Brush Show. April 17th is going to be a fantastic event, 8:30 to 4 p.m. We are jamming it in. We're going to actually have you along with five other amazing keynote speakers where people can have to come to the door and buy the ticket, buy the $5 ticket to your event. And we only have 150 seats, so you have to come early if you want to have one seat or see one of our specialists here, our keynote speakers, or all six of them. You are going to have to buy those tickets and snap them up fast because last year, right, the people were packed in and they didn't even want to leave their seats. They stayed from speaker to speaker to speaker and took notes and basically moved in for the whole day. So in order
yes.
to be fair, we've had to
yes.
Break it up and make sure that everybody has a chance. So you have to buy your tickets, $5 at the door to get into the speakers, and you can get your online tickets for the general admission at and online at www.breastshowintown.ca. So, Dr. Farahani, it has been an absolute wonderful time to have this chance to chat with you and to actually, you know, find out what makes a holistic dentist tick. And obviously, we can't wait to see you. So thank you so very much for being our special guest today. And much love, many blessings, and look forward to you and the Breast Show gang on April 17th. Bye for
Brenda,
now.
Brenda, sorry, mm-hmm. I just thought of this, right off the cuff of the bat,
okay.
You know, just this is kind of like a Pat Kennedy type style, you know, right off the cuff, you know, like just popped in my mind.
Right.
I was just thinking that for all your listeners, over the next couple of months leading up to the Breast Show, if anybody has any specific dental questions that they would like addressed, right? Anything, you know, they want to learn more about, whatever. Implants, bone, gum, bite, you know, breast, everything. Anything they want to learn, it doesn't matter about dentistry, their options, their breast health, all of those things. I would encourage them, please, if I can, to email the Breast Show, email you guys, and just forward those questions over to me, and I will tailor my whole, you know, presentation to make sure that we hit and cover any of those questions that are on there. So that's what
Absolutely.
It'll be. It'll be the show. It'll be the presentation will be for based on the questions, as many questions as I get. If I don't get any questions, then I'm just going to talk to you guys about pavement and sidewalks.
Okay.
So
well, that
questions
sounds really
we
good.
Can talk about yeah. something much more interesting.
Okay. So the email to send them to is breastshowintown@gmail.com. And we'll get those to Dr. Farahani, and we will create what it is that you really want this presentation to be all about. So get your questions in and get them answered by a wonderful, wonderful dentist who really cares. Thank you so much, Dr. Farahani. That was wonderful off-the-cuff stuff and a wonderful opportunity for people to really, really be engaged in what they're going to be getting at the Breast Show. So thank you.
Thank you, Brenda.
So,
we'll look forward to seeing
you.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. Okay, so we have to close up now. And thank you, everyone, for being with us. This has been fabulous. And stay healthy, stay happy. Know you are empowered and you are in charge of your health. Bye for now.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.